Okay, well, we're going to look at the Word of God together. And it's very appropriate in the service that we do look at the Word of God, because we know that for Andrew, the Word of God has been so, so important. And we're really thrilled to watch the way in which he's learned to handle the Word of God and growing in using Scripture, applying Scripture, and really edifying us and encouraging us to hunger more for the Lord. I'm not quite sure whether Atlantic is in the scripture, Roland, but other than that, I think we have been very scriptural today thus far, but we know why that bit was thrown in. But I'd like to read from Philippians and chapter 3. And by the way, Andrew, at the end, I'm going to give you the text in Greek, because I know Greek was something that you majored in very precisely. So you'll have to tell me that that is right when you get on the plane. But I think you'll find that that is the text in Greek, as long as my Greek is the same as your Greek, but who knows. Anyway, Philippians 3. I'll read from verse 12. Not that I've already obtained all this, and have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read verse 14 again. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Let's just pray, and then we'll reflect just for a few minutes on these verses. Yes, Heavenly Father, we do thank you very much for the way that Andrew has grown in delivering your word. And we pray that as we reflect on your word now, that you would bless him, but that you would also bless us. Lord, we look to you for your help. I look to you for your help very much. In Jesus' name, amen. I think one of the things that the Philippian church, and you mentioned Philippians, was very much that Paul felt a sense of partnership. He didn't feel it was one-sided. He felt they worked together, and that as he sought to be a blessing to them, they were also very much a blessing to him. And that comes out particularly in the relationship with the Philippian Christians. And I believe that's how we also look at things in terms of Andrew, that Andrew has been a blessing to us as a church, and we believe also that the church has been a blessing to him. And because of, again, this word partnership, we do not see this partnership ending. The shape of it, the way it works out, may be different, but I have very much a sense of my own heart that this is a season, this is transition, but it's not the end. And I think that's also very, very important. I had the privilege of watching Andrew minister in Africa, as you know, as well as, of course, here. And one of the things that I noticed was how very much he accommodated and changed to that different environment and effectively communicating God's word in that place. And I did say when I came back, and I'm happy to say it again today, that there are people who one takes away on trips. And it's not that you never take them again, but you do recognize that some are very much suited for the occasion and others not. But something I said then and I would say now, and this isn't in any way a bribe or anything like that, Andrew knows that, but if Andrew said to me, I've got a burden, I'd like to go, I'd have no hesitation in sending him. Probably rather useful to have John alongside you again. But I think sending someone out, knowing that they will do the job, knowing that they will faithfully communicate God's word, is very, very important. The thing that Paul is expressing here, which again is ever so important, is that here is a man who has been utterly consumed for God, who has given everything to share the gospel. And we have in other places a very, very long list of the sacrifices and the challenges that Paul has faced in order to make the gospel known. Now, as far as I know, you haven't been shipwrecked or beaten in prison or anything like that. But my point really is this. Look at how the Apostle Paul is still longing, desiring. He's absolutely committed to knowing Jesus better. And that's the thing that is absolutely crucial and that is absolutely clear. Paul isn't saying, you know, I've been to a lot of places, I'd really like to go to more. Now, that's not his burden, although he's willing to go wherever he's sent. But the burden of the Apostle Paul is to know Jesus better. And that is something which, Andrew, we thank God for your desire to get to know Jesus better. And that's something that we all should be committed to moving forward. And one of the things that happens in the process of us getting to know Jesus better, again, is fellowshipping with one another and getting to know one another, challenging, correcting, rebuking, encouraging, helping one another in that journey of knowing Christ better. And that is really so, so crucial. It's so important that as this church moves forward, the thing that we desire more than anything is to hear Jesus more clearly, to speak more boldly for him, to be more demonstrative in terms of our lives as well as what we say of who Jesus really is. And that was the burden of the Apostle Paul, and that was the context that he wrote the thoughts that we've shared. Notice again, if you were following, twice he uses the phrase, I press on. And Andrew, you spoke about perhaps being concerned about needing prayer to work hard, but I believe that we have noticed Andrew working hard, pressing on. And we encourage you to continue to press on. We encourage one another to press on. That doesn't mean that we don't value the past. It doesn't mean that we're not sort of learning lessons from the immediate. But we always, as believers, have a heart and a desire to look ahead. And what are we looking ahead to? Well, there's a number of words. I looked up about 12 translations of this verse, and certain words come out very clearly. Pressing on is one. Having that determination not to give up, not to be discouraged, but to have that resolution to say we're moving forward. But also there is the sense of having that goal and having that sense there is a prize ahead to be obtained. And we know the Apostle Paul, he was very conscious of this. When he is getting near to the end of his life, he says, I've fought a good fight, I've kept the faith, I've run the race. He says, I have been walking in the will of God, and henceforth is laid up for me in heaven, there is a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to all those who love his appearing. We need to be desiring and looking. Lord, we want to hear your well done. I don't know about crowns. We do read about them in the Bible. But I think without doubt, the greatest crown, using it as a kind of a picture, as an analogy as such, would be to have placed over your head, well done, good and faithful servant. And that is a desire that a situation like today, rather than just being sad about what is past, but rather to say, Lord, we're walking forward with you, we're desiring and hungering to know you better, and yes, that sense that whenever the time comes for us to leave this earth and join you, that we should have that sense of your words over us, well done, good and faithful servant. What is Paul talking about in this verse? He's talking about, if you like, the upward calling, the heavenly calling. It is that everything that God called him to, he wanted to be involved in. And as I've already said, the essential thing about the call of Paul was to know Jesus. He didn't know Jesus, obviously, when it all began. He was a rebel. He hated Jesus. He didn't want anything to do with him. He wanted to destroy him. But he came to fall in love with Jesus. And having had a taste of Jesus, he just wanted more and more. And the Lord spoke to him. That man, Ananias, came and prayed for him and prophesied over him things that were going to happen, things that were going to develop in his ministry. And Paul is saying, Lord, what you've called me for, I really want to press into it. I don't miss any aspect of your calling. And again, that's our desire for you, Andrew. The calling of God upon your life. We look to God that as there have been stages of its development among us here, that as you press on, as you move forward, that calling again will be fully revealed. There may be things about the calling of God upon you that you don't know yet. Things that are going to open up. And the calling for us here as a local church, we need to be discovering more and more what God is saying. I mean, who would have thought a few years ago that part of our calling would to be very involved in Messy Church or a food bank? We wouldn't have seen that as part of our calling, but now we see it's part of the way, it's part of the instrument, part of the tools that enable us to reach out effectively with the gospel. And there are many other things as well. But Paul says, to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. I'm looking forward to being able to come to that place where everything that was on the agenda of God for me has been fulfilled. We've heard about our dear brother John Boyce today. We know that his journey, humanly speaking, is nearing an end. And we know that there are others who recently have left us. Over the last 2 years, people who now are with the Lord and not with us. And we miss them. And we know how some of them would have loved to have been part of today. But at the same time, for all of us, while we are here, we have that eternal perspective on what we do. We're pressing on. Our task, our responsibility, our privilege is to know Jesus more and more. An intimate, clear, deep relationship with Jesus that enables us to be effective, to be wise, and to make a difference to the community that we live in. So, Andrew, we share that verse with you. As I say, it's there in Greek for you to unravel at some later stage, but we're grateful that you're not just a good Greek scholar, but you do know English very well as well. Thank you.